Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, summer's in full bloom now, so we want to talk about things that you can do to protect your children and yourself in the summer sun and with the summer bugs and all of that. So if you're heading outdoors for days at the beach or the pool, when your skin gets wet or sweaty, sunscreens may not work as well as you expect. So before your next outing, I want you to listen to some of these tips for effective sun protection during wet play. So no sunscreen is truly waterproof or sweatproof. And, you know, even the Food and Drug Administration prohibits the use of both terms on sunscreen labels anymore because they are misleading. So if you think your family will get wet or sweaty, you want to choose a water-resistant sunscreen lotion. Regular sunscreen rinses off faster. Adults need 1 ounce or more of sunscreen at a time to cover all the exposed skin. You know, with the lotions, especially with the lotions, you always wonder, how much should I be using? How much do you put in your palm? Do you slather it on? Then it doesn't rub in quite as well. So you want to make sure that you give a nice thick coating and rub it all the way in and watch out for those easy to miss spots. So for me and my kids, those easy to miss spots are bathing suit strap lines. You don't want to just go on the outside, go under those straps a bit because that's where you burn the most. In the back of your underarms is another spot just on the back, and in the front of your underarms, shoulders, these are the spots that tend to burn the quickest. So you want to make sure to get all of those spots back of the neck as well. The ones that do say water resistant have a time limit. So if they must state on the label whether they remain effective for 40 or 80 minutes. After that, your skin is really unprotected. So you want to make sure to reapply. Look at the label and see 40 or 80 minutes. Which one are they if they say water resistant? You want to make sure to reapply those sunscreens at least every couple of hours, especially if you're swimming, because that is how you burn. And even parents, when you wonder about how to talk to your kids about sunscreen, and I know I go through the same thing. Kids love the look of a nice tan. They think that it looks great. I mean, it does look healthy. A nice glow, a nice golden tan looks great. But you definitely don't want them to start burning because it will age their skin. So if you appeal to their vanity and you show them your own wrinkles and you talk to them about what it's going to do as far as age spots, I do pull the scare tactic on my kids. I show them my age spots, I show them my wrinkles, and I tell them, especially the ones on my hands and on the lower part of my legs, and I tell them if they don't use sunscreen like I didn't when I was their age, and I bubbled up sometimes sitting in Wrigley Field with baby oil on and my face up to the skin, and sometimes we put iodine on there, then they will end up looking like me, and then they run scared and they put sunblock on. So whatever method works for you, that's what I think you should do. Another good tip is to give your sunscreen a head start. You want to apply it 15 minutes before you're going to really be out there in the sun and let it soak in a bit. That's always a good idea. And if you're going to the beach, certainly, please apply it before you get down on the sand, because there is nothing worse than trying to put on lotion while you're on the sand. It just is like acts like an exfoliant, and that's great. Go down and exfoliate with sand, beach sand, when you are not expecting it to protect you from the sun. So, you know, that's just, everybody knows how that feels. And then don't rely on your sunscreen as your only line of defense. I see parents with sunglasses and hats, and then their kids are running around with nothing. So make sure that your kids have sunglasses. Eyes can burn too. And so you want to make sure that their sunglasses are on, that they're wearing hats as well, that they get into the shade every little once in a while, because otherwise they will fry up, even with sunscreen on. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.